for certain people, they may feel this is the right direction, because if they want to get a piece of it, you know, and get out, because that's what a lot of the newer dudes is taught. Like, yo, your time is so short. You need to get what you can get, you know, get that hit record, get that you get your face on a cereal box, get that movie part, and get out, 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 and get out.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
You will not be hearing the voice of Kurt G this week because he's out there on the water. But it is your man, E. Color, back in the building, back on the show. What's up?
Yo, that's what's good, yo. No doubt, no doubt. We back in. It's another two-man crew. So yeah, we're going to try and make a stretch and do what we do. First of all, I'm going to start the show out on a personal note. I'm going to say rest in peace to my cousin, Kenlin Walton. If any of you know him, he was known as Corky, and he was in the group High Council. And back in 2003, I believe it was, you remember the shows we did in York at Swizzle's at this club?
Yeah, I remember being there.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, he was part of one of the groups, and he passed away. And I have to say, you know, in the Bible they say God, a lot of times, he wants the best. Well, he got the best, you know, when he received Corky. And I wanted to give him a shout out last week, but I was kind of too emotional. But this week, I'm certainly going to shout out to the Brothers of High Council and my man Corky, my cousin. Rest in peace. I love you, no doubt.
That's in paradise, brother.
Indeed. Anyway, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest we're going to get right in is, I'm just going to say, Miss Angelou. You know, I know how y'all get on me sometime about putting people's governments out there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to say much more than that. If we, you say Miss Angela, we automatically know who that is, right?
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, this is Miss Angela. She wanted to get our take on the Ninth Wonder interview with Comeback Jack. Now, I listened to.
My bad. Because when you said Miss Angela, I automatically thought Miss Maya Angelou. I was like, what?
No. This is somebody else with the same last name.
All right, you're not going to put the government out there. I got you.
No, I'm not going to put the government out there. Not this week, anyway. So, and she wanted to know about our situation or what we thought about the Ninth Wonder interview with Comeback Jack. Now, I only got a chance to listen to about 1 hour. It's a two-hour interview. I listened to the first hour. And I'm going to say, everyone, you know how we respect Ninth Wonder's son, right?
Yes, indeed.
You know, Ninth Wonder is a very smart, and he's intelligent, and he's, you know, a very deep thinker. And he was saying about his history, talked about his history, little brother. He talked about their breakup and, you know, having a connection with the other two members of the group. And all of that was fine. All of that was wonderful until he got to the point where he's on a Harvard University staff, right? I guess as an adjunct professor, I guess what you call it.
That's what it is.
And talking about the top 200 hip-hop albums. You know, he putting a list together for real prosperity, something that people can get in and you know, 100 years from now, study this. And one of the albums that he threw in there was Nelly, Country Grammar. And I couldn't believe it, you know. And of course, you know, Ninth tongue in cheek. He's like, oh, I know when you say shit like that, niggas be like, oh, you fucking sellout, you know, or whatever. I'm just going to ask your opinion on this. He's throwing Country Grammar in there, you know, as an album that blew up the Midwest. But when you study that album about what was the aftermath of the album, meaning that after the album came Chingy, and after the album came, you know, guys like Hurricane Chris and all these forgotten guys, you know, all the way up through Soulja Boy, you know, he job is not tagging Nelly with, let's say, quote unquote, the best. I guess, although he is with the 200, and I guess he respects Nelly, but he's also saying that was, you know, look at what came after that.
A bunch of trash? I mean, what am I supposed to be looking at what came after that?
Well, no, I'm saying that was his premise in including that album. My question to you is, son, is simply this: if somebody said to you, E. Color, we're going to do an album, we're going to do 200 hip-hop albums to study for all-time prosperity, are you going to include an album like Country Grammar? And you're including it for... Would you include it, period?
Well, if I were to include it, it would probably be way down on the list somewhere. And I'm only giving it that much because I need to know what the full criteria is because, you know, all right, let me speak on the pros. Hot Shit, not Hot Nigga, but Hot Shit was probably and always will be Nelly's like number one song.
What, right? that hot and air shit?
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. No, not yeah. Hot in here. That hot shit. We're going down, down that joint.
Oh, that shit. Yeah.
Right. That country grammar shit.
Oh, okay.
Hot shit. I guess he just said it, so I'm fucking it up. But anyway, that song alone, I don't even know what else is on the album, to be honest with you. But that song, it was a big song back in his day. And if that's part of the criteria... And well, I guess it would have to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah, you're right. I don't know what the criteria is to coming up with the 200 albums. He sort of tried to qualify it by saying, when you look at the album, you have to look at the album itself, and then you got to look at everything around that album. And he went on to say this about his history and the fact that, you know, this guy, he came from the earliest days of the internet. He came from the people who, when Puffy was reigning crazy, you know, he wanted to hear things from Ruckus Records. You know, he wanted to hear Sound Bombing, and he talked about that. And he named two people. He named Puffy as one, and he named Master P as another, as a certain linchpin in his history in hip hop, meaning that it was those two niggas that made the average Joe say, "I can do that."
Well,
because prior,
is that a good thing?
Well, because what he's saying is prior to that, if you listen to Pete Rock or if you listen to, you know, Pete Rock, CL Smooth, or if you listen to De La Soul, if you listen to any of the 90s real technical hip hop, The average cat couldn't do it.
Right.
The average cat. But after Puff and after Master P, the average nigga was like, make them say, I can do that.
Right, but that right there is going to bring me to the other side because I don't see that as a good thing at all.
Well, this wasn't in the 200 albums. He was just saying how he came to where he became in music. And I thought that those two points were interesting, how he would include Nelly on the one hand, but then look at Puff and Master P and say he made the average no talent nut inspired to get in this game, where before people were intimidated.
And they should be.
People were intimidated. You know what I mean? If somebody like, you know, Knife Wonder himself or Jay Dilla or any classic producers that we might talk about, I spent a lot of time behind a drum machine myself. Trust me when I tell you, yo, if Knife Wonder come in this joint or somebody like that, yo, I'm backing the fuck up because I'm just not that good.
Well, no doubt. You know, you've seen how many times, all the way back in the day when Donis used to mix, spinning around, no headphones, just cutting right on point. That made me just like, I ain't touching that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So when you see the God-given ridiculous talent, but nowadays with people's cousin on Fruity Loops producing beats, you know, niggas, uncles and shit just doing dumb shit. And, you know, a lot of that shit blowing, certainly I have to say I agree with probably 80% of what Knife Wonder was kicking.
Right.
The point about relationships and being in the music industry, I think is always going to creep up when you talk to somebody who's made money in this industry. You know what I'm saying? He talked about wanting to work with cats. And I'll give Knife Wonder this. I'll poo-poo him this. He talked about wanting to work with Rich Homie Quan. And he talked about bringing this nigga up. That, you know, when you see Knife Wonder, I'm not going to produce no bullshit. He said Rich Homie Quan, the way he do his rhyming and that type of hook singing and melodies and shit, he's nice with his melodies. You know what I mean? He said he gonna chop up Al Green. Said he gonna chop up Isley Brothers and put him on shit like that. You know, he's not gonna get that same DJ Mustard shit.
Well, I would probably listen to it and see.
Yeah, no doubt. So,
because I think that actually it would be kind of similar to, and this, I don't know if this is good or bad, but it's like Everything is the same kind of, you know, music today. Everything is the same. So I don't know if the artists themselves, unless they are some attractive to the ladies or something, you know, shining all their money. But I think that the reason I would listen to that is because Ninth Wonder produced a track, not because it would be Rich Homie or whoever you said.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I guess we'd have to see about that. Who knows if that would ever come through. And one last thing on Ninth Wonder, he's talking about that he was at a show recently. And no less than, you know, De La, the full complement of De La, you know, a couple other rappers of note, you know, was coming up to him, was like, yo, son, when we gonna get that new little brother? Yo, son, we gonna get that. I mean, like putting pressure on him, like, yo, son, we need that right now.
Well, I know you recall when we interviewed Pooh, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it didn't sound like that was ever going to happen again.
I think that they squashed beef. I think that they all squashed beef. Ninth Wonder seems to be comfortable in his skin. If it happens, that's what's up. If it doesn't, he's comfortable with that. You know, people who really, really respected their work was like, y'all niggas frogging. You know,
yeah, no doubt.
Let's come with it, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I want to give a shout out to Leon X, who sent us a couple of things. He sent us a documentary about the Roland TR-808.
I can't wait.
Can't wait to watch that. I haven't had a chance to watch that, but we just want to give a shout out to Leon X. And talking about producers, there's a very good article. It's called "The Triumphs and Tragedies of Larry Smith." And we talked about Larry Smith. Shout out to DJ Q, because he was actually the first person on this show to bring up the name Larry Smith and what he meant to hip hop.
Right.
Larry Smith was a bass player by trade, if you guys don't know, and ended up was the sound of hip hop during the 80s. Really, I think the 80s, oh, hell, up until 88 at least. He was the sound of hip hop from 80 to 88, produced by Larry Smith. I don't care who you're talking about. Curtis Blow, produced by Larry Smith. Fat Boys, Run DMC, Houdini, just a bevy of hits produced by Larry Smith. He was a bass player by trade, was Russell Simmons' original partner. A lot of people didn't know that. And if you're young enough and you want to go back, and if you just listen to Key Records, 5 Minutes of Funk or Friends, or if you listen to, you know, any of the early, you know, Run DMC, specifically, Larry Smith talked about when Planet Rock came out, he was inspired by that, but he wasn't going to bite Arthur Baker, you know, and he said what came out of that was It's Like That. You know, so it's a very good article on Larry Smith. Talked about his whole situation until the time, you know, really up until the time that he had a massive stroke. And now he's the ward of New York State. Literally, he has no money and he's just a ward in an invalid in a state hospital. He can't talk. There was a few photos of Larry Smith in that situation. Just a shell of who he used to be. But I'm telling you, Hip Hop Digest family, do yourself a favor. Pick those three groups. You can pick Run DMC. You can pick Houdini. You can pick Fat Boys or Curtis Blow. One or two records. And listen to the genius of this man. He hated sampling, by the way. He said he could never bring himself to sample. When Marley Marl took off, you know, when in the Marley years came up and hip hop totally changed from just musicianship to sampling, Larry Smith said he could never do it.
Wow.
He could never do it. And as popular as his music was, every time he went into the studio, he said he would wall himself off and he would never listen to the radio, because he said he never wanted to produce records that sounded like anything on the radio. He wanted it to be totally brand ass new when he came out of there.
Ain't that something foreign to these days?
Yo, I was great. I was just thinking, yo, if we had that mentality today, it would be awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, it would be a great thing for music to have some variety.
Yeah, no doubt. So definitely shout out to Leon X for dropping those jewels on us. Actually, I downloaded that whole interview and everything, yo, because Larry Smith is such a hero of mine, you know what I'm saying? So that was, it was a great read. So shout out to Leon X. So at this point in the show, E Color, and because I didn't watch, I didn't partake, I didn't read about it, I didn't do anything that has to do with the Coon Number One Network, which is BET. I believe that wholeheartedly. That is nothing but a clown and a coon fest. E Color's BET Hip Hop Awards report.
Wow, and I gotta tell you, it just gets less and less of a report every single year, sir.
Well,
because we talked about a month ago about, their anti-gun campaign and what we thought of that.
Of course.
And, we clowned and said all kind of stuff, but it actually came to fruition. Let's just put it this way. I did not watch the show. I watched a bootleg copy of Lucy. I don't care who heard it. That's what I did. Watched a bootleg copy of Lucy instead of the, and a good bootleg copy, as I might say. I'm just tired of that kind of stuff, man. That whole, first of all, award shows should say what they are, popularity shows, and then that'd be fine. But you can't call that stuff that was on there hip hop, and people are probably going to debate me incessantly, but that's not hip hop, man.
Well, no, it's not hip hop, but it certainly is rap music. So, but I'm just saying, tell us about what you know about that, because I know you got some info on that, B.
Okay, so Diff sends me a message, Diff, the angry intern, asked me, did I see any of the ciphers. I was like, nah, not yet, but I told him I was going to go ahead and, at some point before the show, click on and watch the ciphers. And so I did that, and here are my notes. Okay, as expected, there was a lot of drugs being handled,
a lot of peddling drugs,
verbally, a lot of drugs. Oh my God, I don't know how many niggas got shot and how many guns was held and how many different types of guns.
Yo, one of these days, yo, we should count. We should get up there and count and talk about per drug sale and per shooting and or shot. We should get up there and count. Goodness. It would be awesome.
Well, then we'll grab some brews one day and do that.
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt.
One point of interest to me was Troy Ave was on one of the ciphers, right? And I don't know if anybody remembers recently this issue with him being on Sway and Sway exposing him for rhyming off of his phone when he's supposed to be freestyling.
Oh, okay, right? Of course.
Well, he didn't have his phone. He was freestyling on there, I guess, or doing a written, as they all do. And that leads me to this. Now, I heard the Blastmaster one time say something trying to differentiate freestyling versus off the head, you know what I'm saying? Off the top rhyming. Apparently there's two different things. I don't know, but
you know what? I heard Big Daddy Kane come with a whole nother different definition. Look, a cipher to me, the classic sense, again, I always say this, is once you put your handlers down, and you get all these guys in a room, just the DJ, and you put on any record of any tempo, dance to the drummer's beat, all the way up to that DJ Mustard shit, whatever you put on, go in. Okay, first of all, you got to do that. So despite what Big Daddy Kane and the Blastmaster talking about, but I digress, go ahead.
Yeah, so that being the case, you got these dudes and you females, and they're doing their thing, right? But you know one of the things that really bothers me in these ciphers, yo?
What's that?
Is if I'm rhyming and you my man, you standing right, don't hit my punchlines, B. Let me do my punchline. You know what I'm saying?
Well, his man's hitting his punchline because the man knows his rhymes.
And that's what I'm saying. So it is just whack to me. It is whack to me. You know, I don't even remember who the kid was. Many, many years ago, we were at the 930 Club when it was actually on like 11th Street or whatever.
Yeah.
And remember that kid was walking around the audience just getting it, just going in, just rhyming about everything that he was seeing. Remember that?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what I need to see when I see a cipher. That's what I need to see when I see somebody freestyling. That's the way I'm going to.
Well, look, let's be honest with you. This whole situation is staged. Okay.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if Primo is he still involved with that shit?
I think him and Scratch was going to.
It don't matter. Don't even fucking matter. That shit is staged. Okay.
Right.
That shit is staged. Niggas is getting do-overs. The whole nine. You know, this shit is staged. It is not organic. First of all, that's why it comes off so stale, because it's not organic.
Right.
This shit is so staged, it ain't even funny. So,
it's pathetic.
Yeah, no doubt. So
it's like a reality show, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt. Exactly. I definitely agree with that. So,
all right. So what I did take out of it as a positive, though, sorry, it wasn't Tretch. It was Murder Mook and David Banner for two totally different reasons.
Oh, okay, you start with you. Who you gonna start with first, yo?
I'll go ahead and give you Murder Mook.
Okay,
because what he was doing was freestyling off the top of the dome, whatever. I don't care if it was written. That shit was like it was coming like straight off the things. Matter of fact, B, I want you to look at it after we get done.
I will.
Filming.
He
was rhyming and he was naming names. He was rhyming as the teleprompt folks was telling him he got to shut up. He kept rhyming. Was rhyming about that.
Okay.
Like I said, naming names. So, I think he did the live cipher on the stage, actually.
Okay, so Mook actually was in the spirit.
He was in the spirit of what a cipher is about.
Okay.
No doubt. I'm not saying I'm a fan or a hater or whatever of Mook, but what I saw at that moment on that video, I was like, yo, I fuck with that right there.
That's what's up.
Right? Okay. And now David Banner, you know, he's kind of, to me, going through like some kind of transformation from back when he started to that mid-level stuff, looking lost, to now being a, I don't know what religion or what he's doing.
Is he trying to be an elder statesman, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is. But he spent most of the cipher. He went last in his cipher. He spent most of it standing there reading. I don't know if it was Quran, Bible. I don't know. He was reading a holy book, I'm sure. Right?
Okay.
But when he starts spitting, yo, I was like, wow, how did they ever let this get recorded? I mean, there was some verses, a couple of lines he hit. It was just simply amazing. It was mind-boggling. It had turned the music off, and he was just going a cappella. It was crazy. I don't know if it was earlier today we talked or yesterday, but you got to see that one as well. If you don't see none of them other ciphers, because they're not notable at all.
No doubt.
Except maybe Remy Mon or Hubby, Papoose. They did it like a Hubby-wife thing. It was interesting, but
That's real. So David Banner. But the thing about that is that with Banner, are you going to get a record like that? Can you? Because you know you can't. He can't sell records. So
I'm sure he has already come to that conclusion.
And so, is it possible that we can get a recorded? You know, for prosperity's sake, he put out an album. We know it's all digital. We know it ain't really going to go no. I mean, hopefully he could make some money off of that. But would Banner be interested? That's the question I'm putting out to the Hip Hop Digest family. Would a guy like Banner, who's trying to be an elder statesman, and I'm saying this on the show, not having watched it, Swerving, you saw it.
I saw it.
You thought it was incredible.
Incredible. Incredible. Because, first of all, the content. And not just the content, but what exactly he was saying.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Wow, that's what's up. Look, let me tell you something, man. I'm dead serious about that, yo. I think that we need to the count up, you know, try to get a total as best we can of illegal acts, gunshots, and sold drugs. As far as BET goes, I think that would be interesting to get a final totality on that.
You mean on the entire show? Because
the entire show, just the ciphers.
Oh, okay.
Just the ciphers.
Yeah, I might be able to do that because you can get on YouTube and pause it when you get tired of it. But yeah, there was a lot of guns and 45s and whatever kind of other guns they were naming. I was like, come on, man, It's a joke how they, I don't even know, again, I didn't, actually, did I watch the green carpet? I did, but I did watch the green carpet. It's just disappointing. You probably won't get a BET award show discussion next year. I'm just telling you, it's at that point.
Yeah, I wasn't going to discuss it because I just totally, as you are usually, I'm just totally tuned out with that shit, yo. Right. Just totally. Well,
it's like, remember, again, in a great show last week, I was a fan listening. But remember how, again, like you said, when Fab Five reached out to us, I'm going to just say he reached out to us. Because we were right. Because where is that show now?
I don't know. It's gone?
It's gone. They ain't got no damn hip-hop awards or no none of that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Since they did the one for the South, they haven't done any more.
Well, that's because what we said came true, you know?
Right.
And that's why it's just like last week with me and Kurt G., this supposed it'll never come, and if it does come, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna try and shoehorn these new niggas in anyway.
Right. So. Right. But the point is, the reason I brought that up is because it's not like there's no pioneers to make a VH1.
Yeah, but there's not enough people to start to tune in. I mean, if you're, let's think about it like this. If you're doing a VH1 honors and you're honoring hip hop, I mean, because you've already done a pile of legends, and then you're going to start thinking about, so who can we honor? Are we going to honor De La Soul? Are we going to honor Brand Nubians? Are we going to honor DJ Quick? Are we going to honor MC, you know, 8, Compton's Most Wanted, any of that shit? That shit draws zero numbers.
Well,
that shit draws zero numbers, nigga. So now you know what I'm saying? There's people you could put in. But that shit is going to get zero numbers, and the poobahs up at the BET Coon Fest will not ever green light that shit, my nigga.
Well, we clearly won't see it because it's not even in effect anymore, as we said it wouldn't be.
Exactly.
And I'm saying the same thing about the impending death of these BET rap/hip-hop award shows.
Oh, but you know what? No, I digress with that. They can keep this shit going for a while. Because, again, there's no shortage of coon music. Anybody who puts out a record and is at the top of the charts, doesn't matter what they talking about. Like I said, can you imagine? I mean, next year, you know what I'm saying? The toast of the town could be Bobby Shmurda. Matter of fact, speaking of Shmurda, my daughter went to a high school homecoming dance. And she said the biggest record of the night was Shmurda. Well, and everybody was out there doing that murder dance or money dance, whatever the fuck they calling it, yo.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was crazy. There's no shortage of that material out there. So BET, that's what they like. You know what I'm saying? That's what they like. I remember when BET first launched, you know, Bougie Blacks was like, it seems like they're aiming toward the lowbrow. You know what I mean? And shit, you know what I mean? Call me bougie, but Bobby Shmurda, my nigga, is lowbrow.
Well, no doubt about that. But there was a couple other things before I get out of this BET talk. You know what I noticed, B? I don't know if it's the food these young folks are eating. I don't know if Levi's and whoever the other designers are just being skimpy with the material.
Nah, they nah, nigga.
But there was a lot of long torsos in that movie.
Nah, nigga.
God, B.
That's just how that's how manufacturers is cutting that shit, nigga. I was in Kohl's the other day, my nigga. I just took a look at a motherfucking skinny jeans and shit, right? So I'm looking at the shit. You know what that shit looked like? You know what I'm saying? You pull the shit out, I'm like, damn, this is actual skinny jeans, and I'm holding that shit. Shit's like a fucking 22 waist. The shit looked like the pant leg looked like slinky and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Put an olive oil arm in it or something. It's like, what in the hell? But it just struck me as funny as hell because everybody's torso looks 4 feet tall and then their legs are like 3 feet tall.
Yo, it's incredible, right?
What the hell?
You're a fogey like a motherfucker. You know that, right?
I'll be a fogey, but I got a normal torso.
Oh, shit. Next up, we're going to end Bob Dodges is Pharrell set to produce Snoop Dogg's entire upcoming album. Now, there's a couple of things going on here. The fact that they said, even this is on the Dick Ride block, Snoop Dogg, which I thought he stopped calling himself Snoop Dogg.
I thought it was Snoop Lion.
Obviously, right now. So that's the next thing. So apparently he's retiring Snoop Lion.
Wow.
Even with Pharrell behind the boards, and you can't, even though Pharrell has the talent to make hot joints, but you can't trust him.
Right, right.
What are the chances, number wise, that Snoop, first of all, I know he's going to have at least one hit.
Yep.
But what are the chances that he makes any good hip hop?
How about slim to none?
Got a number for me? I'm going to put an eye on it. Less than 10%?
You mean, okay, real hip hop. You talking about real hip hop?
Yeah.
I got to ask you, has Pharrell ever made real hip hop?
Yeah.
Okay. But he mostly makes real hip hop.
Yeah, he's a pop producer. Let's not confuse this situation here. He's a pop producer. You know, it's funny on the Illmatic documentary talking about how incredible that shit is. You wouldn't touch that shit with a 10-foot pole itself, personally.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah,
I don't see it happening. I don't see a real.
And number two, can Snoop muster up any credible lyrics?
That's possible.
It's not possible, nigga. Again, less than 10%. This thing is tapped out because he's tapped out because what this is about his continued celebrity. Whether he makes good music or not is irrelevant. It's about the continuation of his celebrity.
That's true.
If he's trying to make good music, if he's trying to say, you know what, I'm going to get back to some real fucking hip hop shit. You know, first of all, he's not going to fuck with Pharrell. I understand he got to fuck with Pharrell for major radio play. You know, to be on that X Factor shit or Form Factor, whatever the fuck that show that nigga is on now. You know,
gotta get another beautiful song. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Songs. Right. He's going to get another one of those. Right. Exactly. So. Yeah.
Now,
so
then the answer is probably zero then, B.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about some real hip hop real quick, yo.
Please.
Prime, also known as Royce da 5'9 and DJ Premier. Now, that album's getting ready to drop. Look, I'm going to be dead-ass honest with you right now. I'm reserving a spot for my top 10 to put this album in, and I haven't even heard it yet.
Wow.
Because I'm guaranteeing you, I'm not saying it's the best album of the year, but I'm guaranteeing you that if you're really into hip-hop, there's no way you can't like this album. I'm putting my reputation on it.
Ooh, I've got a large percentage of hope for it, but you know, I'm a Royce fan, and Primo is, you know, as far as the music and whatnot is impeccable. But I've been nervous a little bit about.
I'm gonna tell you why, and that's why I put my reputation on it, because see, when Royce is in the studio with Eminem. When Royce is in the studio with other niggas, Royce is a chameleon. You want me to act white? You want me to get checkerboard on you niggas?
Oh my goodness.
Or you want me to get that carpet color on you niggas? He doesn't matter. Royce is a fucking chameleon, my nigga. He can adapt. He's done that. He's had a wonderful past 4 years, a wonderful payday with Eminem. On the road with albums, that whole shit, that super group shit on the road with Eminem. Them niggas is playing Czechoslovakia, my nigga.
Uh-huh.
Yo, Royce has got a wonderful payday. But with Royce in his soul, Royce is coming back to his soul.
Okay.
That's why I'm putting my reputation on it, my nigga.
I hope it works out.
Look, the first single to me is incredible. You know what I mean? Royce is doing his thing, Primo production. I'm just putting it out there, yo. I'm putting money. It's already reserved. I haven't even heard it, but it's already a spot. We're at on my top 10, but it's already reserved.
Got you. And I'm hoping that it works out. That's all I can say. I hope it works out and not disappointed. I don't want to be disappointed to that.
No doubt. And two, talking about hip hop, your boy. We haven't said his name on the show in a little while. Sim City with the new single Homeland.
Yes, indeed.
Thought the production from Illmind was incredible.
Yeah.
sound like Sim may be maturing a little bit. Young nigga, I think he's starting to come around to understand that. You know, this is our shout out to you, Sim. This is not a diss. But trying to do that club shit, that club love shit, just don't work. Being true to who you really are, my young friend, is the only thing that will work.
I can see his face right now listening to this. But
hey, look, I'm just being 100. You know, is my man, 50 grand. But the thing that I always wanted to get across to Sim was, yo, nigga, you ain't going to last in this shit if you trying to be other people's shit.
Well, I don't think he's ever, and this is, you know, me and Sim is close. So, I mean, I'm not going to ever lie to him and tell him I like something I don't. But what I think about him is he doesn't want to be one of these typical young dudes, but he doesn't want to get caught up and be one of us old dudes either.
Okay, and that's true, and I've heard him say that even in his lyrics. I've heard him verbalize that. But to me, what it gets down to is fuck the labels. You gotta come with true to yourself. Come within. If you want to call me a fogey, you know, I'll wear that mantle. Fuck it. You know what I mean? But I'm being true to myself. You know what I mean? Call me a fogey. I'm in here with all this vinyl and two turntables. Yes. Yes, Lord, I stand by it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
That's all I'm saying about Sim. You know, the new project to me sounded like a little bit more mature, a little bit more now confident in just being who Sim is.
And just not worrying.
And not worrying about what niggas at the club is thinking about.
Or
us older guys, no doubt. So.
Just keep making this good music that you're capable of making, and everything will work itself out.
So definitely, shout out to Sim, yo. There's no question about that. Yo, I miss you up at the lab. I know you really must be concentrating on your craft, and I appreciate that.
Well, he got to come in soon and promote. So okay. Get in here.
Yeah, that's what's up. So no Kurt G albums of the week. I'm sure when he gets back to mix the show, he'll throw some joints up and whatnot.
Oh, of course.
So no doubt. I only got a request that you throw something from Larry Smith up. That's all.
I guess we'll be hearing it shortly.
Indeed. You know, so you got anything?
Yeah. I know this is not really hip-hop related, or maybe it is. Maybe it's just me being Sim looking at an elder like, what the fuck? But, yo, man, I know it's a few weeks old, but this fucking Steve Harvey nigga, B.
What the fuck? Steve Harvey? What's up with that nigga?
He has enlisted Paula Deen to help him rehabilitate young black people, I guess.
Yo,
I don't know.
See,
it's like, come on, man.
See, your boy, you know that. You know what he's doing right now, right?
What is Steve Harvey doing?
Motherfucker scrambling.
Well, see, he ain't got too much scrambling to do. He's on some game show. He has his own talk show. He's writing books that's turning into movies.
But motherfucker, see what he's trying to do? He's scrambling. See, he got that lane locked. Now he's saying, see if I could transform and rehabilitate this old white woman. Then I'm going to see if I could get that Oprah money.
Damn.
See, that's what he's going for. See, B, you got to learn to look at between the lines, yo. You're right. Steve Harvey on the radio. He's syndicated. He's on TV. Like you said, he's writing books. He's got movie deals. Steve Harvey paid. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like he broke. Steve Harvey, the nigga hella paid. But now what he trying to do, he bored now. He's scrambling. Like, fuck, what am I going to do now? I got all this money, but fuck. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to rehabilitate this white woman. Then I'm going to get white folks to come in, to come on in. See, they have coming in on Family Feud. They come in and they turn me off, you know, when they get up in the morning. Look at that Oprah money. I'm going to be the new nigga to transform.
All right, so let me ask you this. And this is just you. I'm asking for your personal opinion.
No doubt. Anybody's
listening, you know, I'd like to know your opinion as well. But what if it's over for him tomorrow? And I'm not talking about leaving his planet. I'm just talking about they just pull the plug. This nigga is out. You get caught on a banana peel and it's over.
Arsenio type shit.
Right. What is Steve Harvey's legacy?
I think he has a solid entertainment legacy. He has a solid legacy of a lot of disciplines. Comedian, then transform into somewhat of a television star. You know, he had a television show for a good run. You know what I mean? Syndicated radio host. You know what I mean? He'll have a multimedia legacy. He'll have a legacy and people will remember him, you know, but he ain't Oprah.
I guess I just...
When you in that world, let me tell you something. Everybody, and I mean everybody, is going for what they consider the championship ring. And the championship ring, when you're doing the multimedia game, is Oprah.
Yeah, but I don't see Oprah as a minstrel, though, B. No matter what I feel about Oprah, I don't see her as... people could say she's Aunt Jemima and all this kind of stuff.
She
ain't a minstrel like Steve Harvey with his 27-button suit.
I'm not saying... Right, but what I'm saying is that's what he's trying to do now. He's trying to transition from minstrel.
No, he's still a minstrel, B.
I've seen
his clips. On that show, that damn game show. I've seen his clips on his show.
I'm trying to tell you, B, that I believe he's trying to now transition from that to an Oprah type. Not that he'll ever get there. I don't know. I'm just telling you. All these people, you don't think Queen Latifah doing that?
She's not a minstrel.
And
B,
you don't think Wendy Williams is doing that? All these people trying to go for the brass ring. They trying to go for the Oprah championship ring.
So Steve Harvey, though, is going. See, those other people you mentioned, except for maybe Wendy, are going, you know, trying to be white, so to speak. You know, switching their whole. Steve Harvey.
That's how you get $1 billion, though, son.
I understand that. But all those other people you said, Steve Harvey, regardless of him, as you call it, rehabilitating Paula Deen, he's a minstrel, B.
I'm not. B, I, you know what? I'm going to have to leave it there. That's your personal opinion. I say that he's probably trying to transition from that to, you know, this new thing, especially if he gets to rehabilitate Paula Deen. And then, you know, hey, that's all I don't know.
I don't know either, but I don't know how much of rehabilitating Paula Deen is going to work. She is a stately woman who is, I'm sure, set in her ways, who has said nigga more than one time. And Steve Harvey using her for that to basically improve conditions for young black people. I don't even get it. I don't even get how people are not incensed, but I guess we're too busy looking at these 4 cases of Ebola. And I know you're a hospital individual, but ain't nobody going to sit here and have me scared when there's 4 people to have Ebola, when there's 317 million Americans and ain't nobody spitting on me.
ladies and gentlemen, that's E. Color going in heavy at the end of the show on Ebola and minstrelsy.
Yeah, I'm saying, because we just looking at if you take 30 minutes to look at the news, 28 minutes of it is goddamn Ebola.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Or a little slick, something slight about the president, which I don't care nothing about that either. But it's like, come on, man. All these things we got going on, need to do, and this, that, and the other. Everybody's scared because somebody coughed. It's like, man.
So the Hip Hop Digest, we done transitioned from totally the Hip Hop Digest again to Ebola and minstrelsy.
Well, we're human beings and we see it. So
no doubt.
There's more to hip-hop in the world.
No doubt. So anyway, no doubt. So hopefully it's going to be a three-man crew next week. Kurt G's going to want to get Mr. Travis Moss in, so maybe it's a four-man crew. So.
Yeah, it probably will be. I'm sure since he's heard his name right now, he's already setting up so he can be prepared for next week.
Exactly. So next week it should be a big show. We'll see you when we see ya.
All right, peace. Peace. Don't be letting people cough around you.
Such a tango spin it like pro. write lyrics that'll seduce Medusa. Produce world insanity, change the human future. Pick up the pen without touching it physically, and then leak body fluids part of my speech. Now granted, I'm every murder happened on the planet, running rampant. I'm making this money to take advantage. My rap is like laying in the ghetto on a hammock. My metaphors is causing panic, my eyes slanted. I just booked a Chinese chick that looks Spanish, and me getting head in the car was so romantic. Top C Indian chief, that's about his briefcase. Cash flow selling out shows over eBay. Press play, get your own risk. Watch the game evolve backwards, swallowed by my own gift. Without a gun, I can still shoot the breeze. Every sentence is another disease. 90. This is a time when the rap is so classic. Turn the rap fans into addicts. The styles created were so captive. The flow and the beats were like magic. This is a time when the rap is so classic. Turn the rap fans into addicts. The styles created were so captive. The flow and the beats were like magic. Verbal safari in the jungles of Illuminati. I treat the rhythm like it's origami. Or I treat the rhythm like some strippers at a party. I'm smoother than the foreign coffee, bitch, get off me. Lavish in the lavish of Benz, this flow is endless. Body music, so I plead the Fifth Amendment. Me, I love the ghetto, but I rhyme with its resentment. Free as a sentence, smoking weed at the entrance. Black power and the thoughts of Eisenhower are playing through the Eiffel Tower. I'm living cocaine. I'm the nigga in the 80s with the rope chain. Die righteous, but living in the dope game. Six cylinder life is all sinister. Stabbed with a prisoner's knife, solo enigma. The best lyricist is now entered. I'm the real around a bunch of pretenders. 9L. This is a time when the rap is so classic. Turn the rap fans into addicts. The styles created were so captive. The flow and the beats were like magic. This is a time when the rap is so classic. Turn the rap fans into addicts. The styles created were so captive. The flow and the beats were like magic. It is what it is, it's life license. Smoking to fight titans. I'm better off fighting than Mike Tyson. I live what I'm writing. I'm caught between a bullet and a Heineken. Illa the Einstein, raps nitrogen. Cash out before the grim reaper cashes in. Life's a bitch, better get a Kardashian. Each verse is the place where the past begins. Smoking acid, rolling in the natural sin. Each rap beyond Mars for the car jacket. This is addiction, friction, a new addiction. Step ahead. Got it made like I'm special ed. A dapper Dan, superhero rapper man. Wrap him up like a boxer's hand. Box cutter, the illa pops off like a rubber band. Bottom line, I'm the man. I'm making it do what it do, do what I can. This is a time when the rap is so classic. Turn the rap fans into addicts. The styles created were so captive. The flow and the beats were like magic. This is a time when the rap is so classic. The rap fans in the addicts. The styles created were so captive. The flow and the beats were like magic.
This is the part where everybody get high. 30. I'm jumping into green M30. Married with children, not now, but until then, I'm chilling. My single made a half a billion. And now a whole bunch of rappers wanna roll on me. Cause I told them straight up, they whole LP corny. But I don't wanna hear about your boy got killed. I wanna puff me a blunt in here strictly still. And you ain't got no work for who? You take me to boost while I be dropping gold like the goose. You need to put all the guns aside. Grab your weed and your brew and get high. Yeah, yeah. Throw your hands in the sky. Where everybody get high, ah, throw my hands in the sky and rock it while my peeps get high. One time, throw your hands in the sky. This is the part where everybody get high, ah, throw my hands in the sky and rock it while my peeps get high. Break it down, all the outs in here. Me, ya, mud, slang time, long pace, digga, you. Light up two. Now all the ladies crack the brew.
We like three.
I'm representing NBC and outsiders. Party time. Now, I don't lie cause I get too hot so I ain't with it. I only can remember to forget shit. I ain't Capone, I rock microphones. Till daylight come, then me wanna go home. And see, don't clock Diorama. I would take your whole clique and throw them off the train like mama. Then I'ma knock out your wisdom tooth till your clique start telling me the truth. Yeah, yeah. Throw your hands in the sky. This is the part where everybody get high. Throw my hands in the sky and rock it while my peeps get high. All my people. Throw your hands in the sky. This is the part where everybody get high. Throw my hands in the sky and rock it while my peeps get high.
Born Bronx, bred nomad from Baltimore. It's raw, natural body in a spiritual war. Exists twice, lyrical sacrifice. Miracles happen night after night on mics. My appetite for construction's destructive for disruptive forces of rhyme. Dysfunction at a biblical high, catastrophic, it's end times. For thin lines, no love or hate, despise is the right term. Righteous words that'll heal ya or kill ya. Unfamiliar verbs will fill your body with holes or the Holy Ghost. Vocally, I'm provoked by the Most High. No lie, no lie, relax here. Don't take for granted the speak that reach from urban granite to the nine planets. Gamut's a style standard, I put forth a standard. MC's brandish or vanish, manic progression, a genesis, testament of exotic revelation for those revering penmanship. Hold the eloquence, I'm like Christ at a park jam in 76, hit a redeemed spit. It's like that and it don't quit, like the 25th, flow's immaculate. And making adequate MCs pray, and yet I pray for them, lighting the way for them. Fly, fly's amazing. Child of a father so awesome makes sense, like the Asian kid who made my Jordans. My portion is on display on this day because it's paid. Forced his grace to forge my way. New orphan saint awaiting marching day. But MCs play your end, I predict like foreplay. It separate twice precise and my readings read in detail. When MCs fail with fairy tales of splendor, command attention like a baby in a high chair. Never been high but my father's there, looking below passing my past like Tebow and running. Sunny coming down like CeeLo, MC Pro, holding the fold and designer clothes. Couple of ladies never holds, all beautiful. To push a rose ain't the chorus, I do it in the four Taurus. Pure character and mic performance, writing often. Think twice and with a morphin' to the universe. A view in spurts of how I continue to curse. Without a curse, you rappers
as you carry your purse. You are the worst. My goal is to see you disperse. Fire and brimstone and microphones, leggings and all, men and women's clothes. It's just horrible, and yet I pray for 'em, lighten the way for 'em. Fly, fly's amazing.
Show our appreciation for your support. Thank you, DJs.
New LP. JS1. It is what it is. Yeah. Turn the tables. Turn the tables on them, Jay. It's left up to the DJ, if anything he play on the wheels of steel, no replay these days. High regards to them techniques spinning, pioneers over the years rarely mentioned. Let a flare go, let them know who's in the building. DJs are the original builders, before SoundScan or BDS exists. Where the park jams, dudes where they own sound, man. Importance of the vinyl, cutting and scratching, writing exact. Maybe a skip, spin it back. The purpose of the slip mats under the wax. But fives to glide for LPs when doing the scratch. Pitch control sped up or slowed down. A nice DJ with it, manipulate the sound. Chirping with his fingers like birds very early in the morning. Turn the tables. Don't be merciful like Joe Fatal when flipping the crossfader. Shoutouts to JMJ and Rock Raider and all the Grandmasters.
How it all got started way back when.
I'm like telling you straight or no.
How it all got started way back when.
I'm like telling you straight or no.
What's the deal, everybody? It's the coolest legend there is. That's right, they're cool. That DJ, the Red Alert. We going way back the way it used to be. Or may I say the way it should be.
Anybody with a brain could work Serato. Test the scale of a true DJ, it's in a battle. For example, DJ Aladdin or Rob Swift, Mix Master Ice or DJ Jazzy Jeff, Cuba the Cash Money or DJ Scratch, DJ Cheese or Cut Master Swift, can't forget Tab Money. Rock Raider doing his thing in the flesh and B Street Records. Rock and Soul is where the best of the best went. Gemini products on display in Vestex. Jeff showed DJs to transform over 33 and a third, the history's long. Grand Wizard Theodore invented the scratch up top in the X while doing sets. 45s in this day. If you own the Gemini 2200, that's rare. Remix to be the new elixir. Make sure tone arms balance right when. Much love for Kool Herc, cause if he wasn't born, hip hop wouldn't exist at all. Turn the tables. Don't be merciful like Joe Fatal with flipping the crossfader. Shoutouts to JMJ and Rock Raider and all the Grandmasters.
How it all got started way back when.
I'm like telling you straight or no.
How it all got started way back when.
Like telling you straight on up.
We're gonna take it back to the architects. We're gonna take it back to the turntables. That's right, we take it back to the vinyl, the wax. That's the way it's going down. You know why? Because this is how it should be.
Hey yo, I wanna give a shout out to all the DJs around the world. Van Botta, Grand Mixer, DXT, of course my man Lil Finesse, Jazzy J, DJ Premier, Jazzy Jeff, Mixmaster Mike, Rob Swift, Total Eclipse, Boogie Blind, Mugs, DJ Shortcut, Noise, Babu, Craves, Swamp, Crazy B, of course, DJ Revolution, Aladdin, Cash Money, DJ Miz, Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, Clark Kent, Cut Creator, Bobcat, Alamo, Eric B, Richie Rich, Mr. Magic, rest in peace, and whoever I forgot, this goes out to all the DJs, this means all of y'all, JS1.